What do you think the next step is in terms of research in this patient population?
I think there are several important issues that are there. One, of course, is can we determine those patients who have the most benefit of cetuximab? So there will be research on predictive factors. And one of the markers, of course, is KRAS mutations. Other parameters we're looking into is EGF receptor amplification determined by a FISH. And the third is EGF receptor mutations. In this order, we are looking whether we can determine one of these factors as a potential predictive marker.
What do we know to this point in terms of those three markers, as well as IHC for EGFR, in terms of other studies in non-small cell?
With regard to non-small cell lung cancer, I think the data with regard to the best assessment of EGF receptor is still a matter of debate. Particularly also, it's not known what's the best way. Is it immunohistochemistry? Is it FISH? Is it mutations? So we really don't know it. We just don't know exactly what's for TKIs, and even the less we know for selecting cetuximab based on one of these factors. So that's one research area which certainly is important and would, of course, help the acceptance of the treatment. The other research area that's ongoing is where can we also use cetuximab further in the clinic. There will be, of course, the possibility to use cetuximab in patients with stage 3 disease, combining with radiotherapy or chemoradiotherapy. And maybe in the future, of course, there might be a role for using it also in the adjuvant setting in combination with chemotherapy. But we need, for all these situations, clinical trials. Another trial that will be ongoing is to look whether we can extend the interval between the cetuximab infusions during the maintenance phase from weekly to every 2 weeks.
What do we know about KRAS and non-small cell and cetuximab? Has that been looked at?
We do not have any data on this.
Obviously, I mean, even in the same session that you were presenting at, there was data being presented in colon cancer and KRAS that, you know, is very impressive. Do you think that we're going to see the same thing in non-small cell?
It's a possibility, but I don't know. It's difficult to speculate. All I would say is that the situation in lung cancer is more difficult than the situation in other cancers. So I think it's a very complex disease, and we will look into this, but I won't speculate because I don't know it.